We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Empress Bank. Coming up, the latest on the 2024 NFL Draft from the team at KC Sports Network, your home for Kansas City Chiefs coverage.
A very merry draftmas to all of you. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Ken Swanson. This is the KCSN Draft Show, and I am really excited about today's episode. So when we were looking to expand the KCSN Draft Guide team two draft guides ago, by the way, KCSN Draft Guide is available, 300 plus pages of Chiefs specific draft content, links in the description of the show. We're going to be plugging it, I think, the whole episode, because that's basically what the whole episode is. Anyways, when we were looking for someone else to add to the draft guide team, there was this young kid that I didn't realize was so young, but is like super young. And we got to know him a little bit, and I think he's super talented. I think he's going to do a lot of good things in the Chiefs space, and it's Zach Eisen. Zach, you're with Arrowhead Report. You're with the KCSN Draft Guide. My man, welcome. I think this is your first pod with KCSN, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm honored to be here. You know, you consider me young now, but when I was younger than now, I was a fan of the Draft Guide, and then becoming one of the contributors was really special to me. So I appreciate you giving me that opportunity and having me on today.
Oh, man, yeah, for sure. And, the whole it being an honor, you'll get over that quick. I'm really excited to have you on. Maddie's off this week, and I figured it'd be kind of fun to talk to young Zach Eisen. I'm going to stop calling you young, I think, eventually, but you do make me feel ancient. I will tell you that.
I'm younger than Maddie, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's not hard, despite everything he tells us. But anyways, you know, Zach, I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of talk a little bit about some of, you know, the my guys that you have in the KCSN Draft Guide. Because one of the cool things that we do when we do our book is there are players that we kind of tag all the evaluators that are part of the KCSN Draft Guide. They all get to put their stamp on a few players. It doesn't necessarily mean the best player. It's just some of their favorite players in the draft, different draft ranges and all that stuff. So I wanted to give you a chance to talk about a few of your my guys here, especially since I think some of these players are some of the ones that maybe there are differing opinions with in, you know, our draft conversations. If you guys don't know, and this is kind of a little bit behind the scenes, starting in the September, there are tons of conversations happening about draft prospects throughout this season. And so from September to April, we are in a giant group chat discussing prospects, discussing what we like or dislike about prospects, and kind of figuring some stuff out as we go through this process. And so, you know, there's obviously going to be differing opinions sometimes, and that's good. It's healthy. But, you know, that couple of these guys, I don't know if we've really spent as much time talking about as other people, you know, or this show has done, or Matt has talked about on The Lab or The Draft Show. So I think this could be a fun kind of exercise for us to just get outside of some of the conversations that we've had to maybe get a different perspective on a few of those players. So one of your guys, and this has been a my guy for you forever, like day one, my guy, is Adonai Mitchell out of Texas, the wide receiver. And, you know, I know we've talked a little bit about him, but you put your stamp on him. This is a guy you love. Tell me about what you love about Adonai Mitchell out of Texas.
Yeah, he was a guy that I, you know, fell in love with when, during his sophomore year at Georgia. And then, you know, he battled through some injuries. But when he came to Texas this year, I really, like, you know, he really produced, and I really saw that potential that I love about him, which, you know, he's a big guy where he's 6'2", over 200 pounds, and he just moves differently than most guys who are bigger in that traditional X mold. So I liked, you know, that guy can run different routes, doesn't have to be just a vertical plane receiver. And he's also very physical and good at the catch point with really strong hands. So, like, he doesn't drop balls and is a reliable threat. And I think he played in 5 college football playoff games and had 5 touchdowns. So he's a big, big game player and big moments in making those crucial and critical plays for his team.
He's kind of been, you know, an interesting one, because, like, I do think the talent's there. There's, you know, there's some up and downness with how he plays, his effort level on tape. There are definitely some routes that he tends to take off. And it's, you know, sometimes you wonder, like, there's some offenses where it's a half field read and they're really not having to run full routes. It doesn't feel like that's always the case with Adonai. But, like, if you're fleshing out some of those things, you know, if you feel comfortable with those are the teams that are going to value him highly, or the teams that maybe kind of, you know, are going to, you know, maybe not worry about those kind of things as much. One thing I do question when it comes to the Chiefs specifically, I wonder if he's going to move around as comfortably as other, you know, as other receivers could in this draft. Like, that's one of the big questions I have for him is, you know, you talk about him as an X. Do you feel comfortable about him being able to move comfortably over into a bunch, be, you know, on the 3 receiver side, work from the slot, work outside? Like, tell me, like, what do you feel about his comfort, you know, level, or how comfortable are you kind of seeing him move around the field a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, the X is probably going to be his primary role, but, you know, I see him being able to flex inside, and there were some routes at Texas where he was asked to be inside and go vertical and be a stretch like that. So it wasn't, you know, didn't look uncomfortable for him. And I think he can be the point man in the 3-man set and a bunch of stuff like that. And one reason, you know, I kind of like his fit in Kansas City versus other people might not is, you know, we've been so used to Kelce doing all the X stuff where now this is like you're transitioning to Kelce can maybe doesn't have to take much of the beating, and now he can take on that X responsibility, and then you still have that flexibility with the other wide receivers and Travis.
I think that's, yeah, slowly taking away some of the things from Travis to help him lengthen his career out, move him a little bit more, put him in a little bit more advantageous positions. Yeah, I could see it. Let's talk a little bit about Roger Rosengarten out of Washington. I haven't really talked. I don't know if we've spent any time talking about him. I want to hear from you because this is another guy that you kind of put your my guy stamp on. So let's hear what you like about Roger Rosengarten.
Yeah, I was a little hesitant too because as a Chiefs fit, he does it, like the arm length is a little bit on the edge there. I think it's 33.5 for him, but just the way he moves in his pass sets and he tested like an elite athlete and the way he can mirror guys up the arc, I just fell in love with it. And, you know, I think there's concerns about a power profile and he can add more strength to his frame, but he's not like a small guy. He's 6'6". I think he's over 300 at the combine. I want to say 310 maybe. But he has the, you know, technical development with his hand usage and good movement ability, and is able to pull in space and get out in front to block for the ball carrier. So I think that's a guy who's like really athletic, probably needs a little bit more, you know, NFL weight room to up his strength. But otherwise, I think there's a profile and base foundation there for a really good football player.
So we talked a little bit about arm length, and, you know, we've done some research on Andy Reid's preferences historically at the tackle position with arm length. And yeah, they've not typically, especially from the draft perspective, from a draft perspective, arm length has been important with tackles. When they've got NFL tape on a guy like a Mitchell Schwartz, Mike Remmers even, they've felt more comfortable not, you know, maybe adhering to thresholds. But, you know, we've heard from people, Andy Reid, one of his biggest preferences is arm length. You know, or there's an old adage, his favorite tackle was King Dunlap because he just had freakishly long arms. But let's say they're not concerned about the arm length, specifically for Roger Rosengarten. Where would you draft him? Like, what range would you draft him? Not, and don't speak specifically just to pick 32 or 64. Just kind of give me the range, you know, or maybe it is one of those, but give me the range that you feel comfortable drafting a Roger Rosengarten.
I think in the middle second round is probably a good spot for him. I don't think he's like as polished as the guys at the top. But, you know, he has the traits and he can get there. And I think top 50 makes sense because, you know, with premium position value, adding, you know, the athletic profile. I think, you know, my concern is some teams may see him as a right tackle only because he played right tackle in college. So that might not help him in the draft because team wants to value left tackles more. But I think this is a guy who you're going to get a baseline good football player who can play, you know, well in pass protection. And at worst, you know, I know we'd said disregard the arm length, but at worst, he's going to kick inside and probably be a decent guard.
Well, and that's something the Chiefs covet from their interior players, and just their players in general are players that can move around a little bit, you know, that they have some flexibility, they have some versatility. They're not, you know, position specific players along their line. So, yeah, I think it, you know, it makes sense. I say that because, you know, I don't want you to just be locked into 32 or 64 as we're having that conversation, because, you know, there's always a chance that the Chiefs could trade up, trade back. And so where does that range kind of start falling for you? So, you know, I think that's always a fun exercise to kind of go through some stuff. Let's look at some of your other my guys here. Maybe not going to spend quite as much time on all of these, but I do want to ask you about a couple more. You're real big on interior defensive lineman Mason Smith out of LSU. I know we've talked a little bit about this show. We know Joe Colan was spending some time with him. We know that he was down at LSU working out Mekhi Wingo and Mason Smith. I think me and Maddie talked a little bit about it. I think we think Mason Smith is very clearly a better fit for the Chiefs, I would say, from a profile perspective. But what excites you about Mason Smith?
Yeah, and, you know, Mason Smith, like, for his freshman season, he looked like a first-round pick. And I think everyone would agree with that, where it was like, yeah, this guy's going to be one of the top picks in this draft, I guess, because it's 3 years out. But the talent is tantalizing. And when you see him on the field, he's just overwhelming size. He looks like he is Chris Jones of size on the field. Yeah. That's what he is, right?
He looks like.
And, you know, he tore his ACL as a sophomore. So as I was reviewing his tape for the interior defensive lineman write-ups, there was a game that was earlier in the season and the game later in the season. And you could see the improvement and more confidence building in him through the later of the season, where now he's using his upper body strength. He's using his lateral quickness, his different pass rush moves, whether it's a swim or a swipe to get past guys, and that first step explosion getting better and better by the week.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back from Zach Eisen right after this.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. KCSN.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Thanks to everyone hanging out with us here on the KCSN Draft Show. I am excited here to be hanging out with my buddy Zach Eisen, an up-and-comer here in the KC content community and participant on the KCSN Draft Guide. It's been fun getting to know him a couple years and watching him learn and grow. And like, honestly, Zach, it's been fun to watch you kind of grow and develop the last couple years as you're kind of getting your feet underneath you. And I mean, the fact that you've started where you're at so young, I know I said I wasn't going to say it again, but like, this is like, just starting right now is going to be so good for you, I think, in the long run. It's been fun to watch you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I admire the work that you have done and the entire team has done. So that's really special for me to hear from you.
It's a team effort, right? It takes a team to do what we do at the KCSN Draft Guide. And it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. And it's a whole 7-8 month process for all of us where we're all spending a lot of time talking to each other about draft prospects and stuff. So it's more fun to do this kind of stuff together. And that's it, having a big group that kind of just participates is really cool too. Let's couple speed rounders real quick. Some quick thoughts with you. Tight end Cade Stover. This is another guy you really like. What endeared you to Cade Stover?
Yeah, I think he's just, you know, big physical tight end, can get up the seam, runs well, does some stuff after the catch, can block. Pretty much a well-rounded tight end. I don't know if he's ever going to be a top 10 receiving tight end or top 15 receiving tight end, but I think you're going to have a baseline, you know, starter level player from Cade Stover that you're going to get. And I just love that he plays with such a defensive player when he got recruited to Ohio State. Mm-hmm. So he plays with that mentality and it shows in his blocking and the receiving game.
Yeah, he's kind of an interesting one. He's not a dynamic player, but he's just so sound and solid. And like, he's part of a good rotation of tight ends. And like, he could probably be he's probably a low end tight end one for some teams. Like, that's what he can develop into. But I do think he fits well as part of a offensive group, like a set of players. He's got a skill set. Like, it's like, I'm not gonna say it's a souped up Blake Bell, but like, I think there is like a little bit of just like a souped up version of Blake Bell that can do the, you know, some of the dirty work if you need him to, but can do more as a pass catcher than him, you know, than what a Blake Bell has shown an ability to do. All right, one more I do want to ask you about: running back Dylan Johnson. I know you and Maddie have both been very big on him. So what was it about Dylan Johnson that turned him into a my guy for you?
Yeah, I think it's hard to like watch Washington and see like Ramondre Zay and Jalen Polk and Jalen McMillan do all these like crazy things as like these top end receivers and then watch the running back who like runs like 4.6 and just kind of does like the non-athletic things that like you're like, he's not okay. But then when you watch the tape, it's like he's always doing the right thing, always hitting the right gap, pass protection. He's picking up the blitzes, sees it. Is a pass catcher. He's a great outlet and can do stuff after the catch, whether it's being physical, going through a guy and making a guy miss with his cut. So I think you're getting a skill set that may never hit a home run. Like, you're not going to hit like 70-yard runs, but you're going to get 3-4 yards every run, and you're just going to get a reliable player from Dylan Johnson.
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. I think that's a really good way of putting it. It's just like, he just does everything solid. kind of reminds me, like, the later round version of him to me is Isaiah Davis. Like, I think both of those players are both very well coached, just, you know, high execution type players, like fitting into a room well, fitting into an offense well, doing what is there and what's assigned to them, I think is really great. Okay, that's some of your my guys. You can check them all out in the KCSN draft guide. Go looking for those. You can see there's a couple more stamps out there for you guys to check out of Zach's, but I just wanted to kind of give him a chance to talk about some of his my guys for this year's draft. But I want to move here a little bit before we get out of here. Every year I do this exercise, and I've been doing it for 6 years now, and there's a large group of people. It's 32 different people across the country. I don't know any of them, never met any of them. I somehow got involved in this 32-team NFL mock full round mock draft for all seven rounds. So I've been doing it forever. And the Chiefs, I'm the Chiefs. I have already made the first pick in the draft for this, and I want to talk through a couple scenarios with you. So I did not trade up. I stuck at pick 32. And I will tell you a couple things. I thought about trading up for Brian Thomas Jr. He went 23rd to the Cardinals. So that was where I kind of started considering, you know, kind of a trade up type range. I at some point I kind of just decided I'm going to ride this thing out. And the reason being is because at pick 27, Ladd McConkey was there. Xavier Worthy was there. Darius Robinson was there. Kingsley Suamataya was there. So there's some good players sitting there at pick 27. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to ride it out and see what happens. Ladd McConkey went to the Bills, but I still had a Darius Robinson, a Kingsley Suamataya, and a Xavier Worthy available to me at pick 32. So, Zach, where would you go if you were kind of given those three players as your strong considerations at pick 32? You're on the clock. What are you doing?
Those are three available. All three of them are available.
Yes.
I think I'm going Worthy. I think this team needs a long-term speed threat and a long-term answer at wide receiver. And I think he gives them that element, and he can play outside as a Z or, you know, be your slot receiver and, you know, work from there. So I think he would be my top choice out of those three.
Just so you know, your boy Adonai Mitchell, he went in the first round as well. So good on you for that happening. There were six receivers that went before. Adonai Mitchell went before Ladd McConkey too. So I felt comfortable, you know, kind of letting it ride. I think the argument, like, it's kind of, there's two sides to it, right? There's six wide receivers off the board. You feel, okay, you know what? There's a receiver you like, just take them at 32. But it can also be tempting still to say, maybe I take a different position now and then be more flexible to take a receiver, you know, at 64 in a trade up in round two. So I'll tell you what I did between Kingsley Suamata, Darius Robinson, and Xavier Worthy. I did what we did on the KC Laboratory a month and a half ago, and I did go with Xavier Worthy. And, you know, the funny thing is, it's funny, before the combine, we mocked Xavier Worthy at pick 32 to the Chiefs. And that was before he ran a 4.21. Like, as a player, there are a lot of things that he does well that would work wonderfully in Kansas City beyond just being extremely fast. He can do some of the stuff that you want behind the line of scrimmage, some of the manufactured touches. But if you look at, like, the reason Mecole Hardman didn't develop beyond what he was, and what he was as a rookie was solid and fine, a very specific niche, vertical stretch player. He never developed anything about beyond that because he wasn't able to build off the vertical plane. He wasn't able to develop enough of a route tree off the vertical plane to really get involved much of anything in the offense outside of the manufactured touches and some vertical stretch stuff. So there wasn't a curl, there wasn't a dig, there wasn't even really a hitch that he was going to be able to execute consistently. Xavier Worthy has all that. He has all of those. He has the build off the vertical plane. He's a better route runner than Mecole Hardman was. And by the way, he's faster than Mecole Hardman ever was. So that's saying a lot, because this is the guy that literally is the fastest player ever at the NFL Combine. So I still don't anticipate that Xavier Worthy will be available. I think he's going to wind up going a lot faster, or a lot higher than people think.
Faster too.
faster than people. Yeah. What is there? But yeah, I wound up going with Xavier Worthy. He's wide receiver 7. I think it was the right move. You know, Darius Robinson, I know, is another guy that, you know, I strongly considered, but I figured with 6 receivers already off the board, let's just not joke around, and let's just make sure we're getting a guy, especially one that I value more than a couple, you know, at least, you know, an Adonai Mitchell. You know, I think Worthy and Ladd both kind of fit in a very similar tier for me. Both players I'd be really happy with them taking at pick 32. And I will, this is kind of a bonus too for you. So I'm sitting here at pick 64, but, you know, this exercise is going at pick 60, or is at pick 56 right now. And I get to pick 56 roughly with my 4th round pick. You know, if I traded my 4th round pick, pick 131 and 64 to move up, I could go and get a player. And here's 3 players that are on the board right now. Tyler Newbin, the safety out of Minnesota. Chris Jenkins, the defensive tackle out of Michigan. And TJ Tampa, the Iowa State cornerback. I'm tempted. First off, of those 3 players, who would you be most interested in moving up for?
For me, I don't think it's Newbin. I think Newbin has to be like, if he fell to 64 and he was your BPA by like a good margin, I think that makes sense. Because, mm-hmm. you know, safety, we have Brian Cook, they might extend Justin Reed, Jamari Connor came along last season. I don't think it makes sense to trade up 2 assets for that player. I would be fine with either Chris Jenkins or TJ Tampa. And frankly, I think, and I don't know what you're going to do, but I would wait until maybe one of those guys falls off the board and just take, and if it's before 64, you trade up for the other one. And I think I'd be happy with that, because they're both at positions of need and are valuable players.
I'm tempted. I mean, we're talking about my guys. TJ Tampa is a my guy, the KCSN draft guide. So I'm quite tempted to move up right now and go get TJ Tampa, the cornerback out of Iowa State. I think he would be a great fit in Kansas City. He locked up your guy, Adonai Mitchell. he locked him up a little bit. But like, as a guy that's willing to be physical and tackle, an active participant in the run fit, like those are all the high character, feisty, the way he plays the game, he plays hard, great effort, intensity, all those things. That's TJ Tampa.
And I think that's a guy you identified early in the year, saying like, that's a Spags guy. Like, that's just a Spags player. And it would make a ton of sense if he got there 64, or even if they wanted to trade up, which, you know, they might for him because he's that fit.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. And I can't fault you for taking that player, even though we have, you know, McDuffie, and you think Jalen Watson and hope Josh Williams takes steps and become starting level, or, you know, higher caliber starting level corners. But I think if you get a TJ Tampa to pair with McDuffie for at least the next, I mean, McDuffie's going to get an extension, so you get 4 years basically.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'm debating trading up for TJ Tampa right now. I'll probably update all of you on next week's episode of the KCSN Draft Show, but that is going to do it for this one. TJ Tampa is the guy I'm looking at strongly, though. Anyways, thank you to Zach Eisen for hanging out with us. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll catch you later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.